He's really giving us a picture that helps us to understand ourselves, how we are composed, what is essentially and most importantly in this composition of human life, in taking man and woman, but also a tendency to let appetite take us from our excellent mode of life that God created us in. Appetite. Unchecked, or they say unbridled appetite. The man was released to his conscience. The story makes that clear to us. The story of this being deceived by the Satan, the Shaitan, the Satan. It makes it clear to us that he wasn't reached through his conscience. He was reached through his appetite. The seducer had to first fire up his appetite and get him hungry and attracted to something that he wanted to consume or eat that was supposed to make him bigger and more important and wiser, etc. So if that's the way our first father was deceived, that's the way we are deceived today. You let your appetite take you away from your good life. And some of us go so far we just don't give a crap. No, we have destroyed our own family with drugs, drug abuse, whatever. But we continue to do it because our appetites have gotten too big for our own ability. Lose our strength and ability to the appetite of tempting things that are too much for us to have. And God lets us know, he says, man thinks not that your creation is a bigger matter than the creation of the world. So God tells us to warn us that if you don't use a power bigger than yourself, and my word is a power bigger than you. If you trust my word and obey it, you have a power working on your side that's bigger than you. Bigger than everything that can tempt you. Bigger than drugs. Bigger than Satan himself. Yes. So God says, you put your faith in God. God is saying that he's making human beings to be ruled by their own nature that he has made to be responsible in his creation, in the world that he made. So he made us with a nature to be responsible in our own soul, alongside ourselves, but also in the world. So we're exposed to all the wonders and all the things that tempt as well as guide us. So he made the human being to be responsible, to be able to take care of himself, not only himself, but also his children, and to respect his wife, and work in agreement with his wife, and his wife work in agreement with him, as though they are one person, not having two minds, one mind. Not having two hearts, one heart. They have to live with each other and work with each other so they are one person. Yes? And if they do that, they will birth children. That will be obedient by nature. Be peace lovers by nature. Be kind hearted by nature. Be trustworthy by nature.
That's right.
And God will bless them with the guidance to continue until we reach the land of promise. The glorious destination. Yes. So God is making Khalifa, he's making the ideal society. A society governed by all the people. That was something like the United States Constitution. A society governed by all the people working together to have the best of life possible for mankind, for people. Yes, it's the authority that he has inscribed into the very matter and nature of the human being that he made. He inscribed it in there. And I don't think I can say it much better than the Father. Father, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, meaning women too, are created equal and are endowed by their creator. There's recognition of a God that made it all happen. And are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I don't think I can say it much better than that. So here the founding father saying that God made man Khalifa. That no government can give him his wherewithal. That he has to depend upon for his life and his future. God in making him made him for his wherewithal. I like to express it, wherewithal. Praise be to Allah. Thank God. Thank God. Yes. But we're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something real. Something very, very real. So the society that God wants us to have is a society that's protected by all of us. Hence the saying of the prophet, Yadullahi alul jama'a. God's control is on the whole people. He doesn't control the people by one person. He controls the people by using all of them. And thank God we have a form of government and politics that not only saves us grammar to us, but encourages us to exercise our authority as citizens of these United States. Study your candidates, or study your best leaders, and nominate them so they can become candidates, and then support them at the polls. Use your power, your individual knowledge, taste, and power to get the best leaders for all of us. Now that government is not answering the call for a Khalifa, tell me what it is. I know it's not the whole picture, because the political people who ordered this political society of ours, they didn't want to get back in the position that they were in before in Europe. By giving power to preachers and giving power to men taking themselves to be holy and above the law. So that a church would come into power here and abuse the rights of the men. And they won't get to happen. So they were acting out of fear and out of intelligence. Out of intelligence, they are building a great society. Out of fear, they're protecting that future society from trouble coming again. Trouble that will be made by holiness. Who like them bleach, he bleach, may confuse reality. And forget even that there's an authority over this. That's the situation we have in the world of world religion right now. Men thinking that they are already as far as they can go. That they have nothing more to learn. God say, you wait until I whip your ass with naked. You will know that you got something else, some more that you should be learning. And that's what God is doing. He's whipping those dumb asses all over the world. He's whipping them with nature. And that people are saying, we can't trust her anymore. We can't trust her anymore. No matter what you say about your role and who you're talking to and what you're reading. Your behavior tell us we can't trust her anymore.
Right.
So who expects for us to obey you anymore? That's on the headline today. Not in no worry, because they're saying the same thing. Same thing. So God is making in the earth a Khalifa. Muhammad the prophet said, the Muslim believers, we order our affairs by Shura Bainana. The statement is Bainakum, because he was addressing us. We conduct our affairs by mutual consultation. We collect the best and most qualified of us, representatives of the good people. That's what it means. Representatives of the good people. Well, how can you make that conclusion, buddy, man? You're so wrapped up in the Western way. You missed the Islamic guidance. You don't fool you. I'm kidding you. Now you know you don't have a degree from anything. You're going on your own. And you haven't said it enough to know. Yes. And Islam is established that leaders are not to volunteer for positions without the approval of the people. And we don't appoint, we don't accept a person who bring themselves to us for a position. We have to choose them. This is Islam. Yes, indeed. So if we choose them and we give them our support and authorize them, then they are our representatives. They are our representatives. We selected them to represent us, our interests. God himself says in our holy book, obey those that you have given authority to. They don't give authority to themselves. Obey those that you have selected for positions of authority. They don't put themselves in those positions. Answering reports sometime, or the interviews back then, and they say, in 1975, when you took the leadership, in fact, I haven't taken anything. That is not nature to take something from somebody, no. We have Phil right now showing that I spoke to the people. The leaders, firstly, Mr. Farquhar among them, my friend, Mr. Farquhar, he was on stage too, he was among them. The leaders, firstly, acknowledged me as the leader, and presented me to the people, and the people accepted me. want the spirit of the Khalifa. Yes. And let me tell you something. If the leaders had not accepted me, there would have been bloodshed on that day. But I have people in that audience. I have people in that audience. I have people in this audience. Who, if they would impose a person that they can't trust on them and reject me, there would be some bloodshed. God was merciful to all of us. To me and to all of us. Khalifa, that's what we are addressing right now, Khalifa. So don't remember anymore, as we were doing it before, that God, when he's talking about Adam, he just tells us that we had a first father. Man can find that out without revelation. Only thing he had to do is just say, well, I have my father, my mother, some before them, and it must have been a first one. And you know, the name Adam, in my understanding, it doesn't say more than a common man can conclude. And Christian leadership circles are religious leadership circles. I should include, especially Jews, Christians, and Muslims. They say red clay. Man was made from red clay. And before that was written or said or put in language, that was the myth of the ancient Greek. And they had this story long before the religious community had it. Said that the god Zeus in heaven, he sent down from himself rain, water. And from that he made a class of human beings. Secondly, he sent down from himself blood. It was a rain of blood. And he made from himself a second class, but it was higher than the first class. Now you know we have first grade, but second grade is higher, isn't it? We have first school. Elementary school. But high school, second school is higher, isn't it? Right. So it doesn't mean, so if you go from first to second, doesn't mean second is always better, you know? So he made from the raining of his own blood. Now think about it, this is myth. So on the ground, he made a second class, a second group of human beings that were more useful and more productive than the first group. Now what does this tell us in this myth about the ancient who conceived the ideas before revelation came from God to man? How can it say really before? Because it could have been man thousands of years before these myths. And it could have all been lost and the world regenerated again, you know? So not that I'm believing that God didn't communicate to man before these thinkers called philosophers. But at least in that time period that we are aware of, we cannot find before the philosophers, religious people having these ideas. They came up with these ideas after these thinkers called philosophers. Yes. These two classes are spiritual and social. Spiritual and social. The old is still addressing Khalifa. Don't think any off the subject on the subject of Khalifa. The oldest records of such thinkers are found in the history of the ancient Egyptians. The ancient Egyptians. The history goes far, far back. Very old people. On the continent of Africa. The thinkers of the ancient Egyptians. they had similar ideas, and their society was similarly structured. And you have it in their story, the story of ancient Egyptians, with the gods to the oppression or the enslavement of the Jews, the Hebrews. And Moses confronted them. And when he confronted them, he didn't confront his contest or his argument that was permitted to have with them on their premises was not with the politicians. It was with the spiritual people, with the high priest and the father of the high priest, the religious people, the religious group. And Pharaoh and those immediately under him for the management of the society were not necessarily spiritual people. So they couldn't challenge Moses, a man that was spiritual and had been given spiritual guidance by God. But Pharaoh sure thought that his religious order or spiritual order of priests would be able to handle Moses. And I'm not going to repeat all that, but you know they lost the contest. His high priest and the order of high priest, they lost the contest with Moses. And they were so disappointed, and Pharaoh was so infuriated that even when he said to Moses, "You can leave here, go," he couldn't stand to see him get away that easy. So he sent his army out to get him. But Moses had been given some knowledge above the knowledge of the high priest office. So when Moses came to the water parted for Moses. And when the high priest and the army of Pharaoh tried to follow through the open way, the water came in, converged on them, and drowned them. Including Pharaoh was drowned in the water. In the water. So here is a man that was given more knowledge. And believe me, knowledge is power. He was given more knowledge than the opposition had. And that highly ancient civilization of the Egyptians. Yes. I think it can happen again. Yes, it can. It can happen again. Because the same original man that was back then, he's here now. He's in every one of us. He's in every one of us. Whatever they were able to do, we have the capacity and the potential to do the same. Oh, can you make the water part? They already parted it again. And we are walking across the terrible, threatening water on dry land. And if anybody tries to pursue us or rob our destiny, they will be drowned. The water will come against them and purge on them, and they will be drowned. So don't look back and understand that pictures are to be read, not to be taken literally. In my time, they did everywhere. But most of them go on heedless. Not paying attention to my sign. Now, why do we have this big world of trouble for Islam? Shouldn't say for Islam, really, for Muslims. Because they are so jealous of the West taking the world and outrunning them. But when the world took, when the rest took up the work, I mean responsibility for the world, to make it suitable for human life. When the West took up the world, the East, under the Muslims, had already given it up. Do you think God's depending on you, keeping the world? If you get tired or get too filled up, get too full and sleepy at the table of sinning, and you ain't got no spirit to go out and work in the field anymore, God is going to give that responsibility to another people. That ain't my word, that's His word in the Holy Scripture. So if one people fail Him, He selects another. They ain't depending on nobody forever. No. Nothing is forever but time and death. And that's moral death. Moral death. Not the death. Ain't no death for the immortal. There is no death. Praise be to Allah.
For more on the ministry of Imam W.B. Muhammad, I'll write, Ministry of W.B. Muhammad, 1708-798-6750. I'll write, Ministry of Imam W.B. Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.